Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome once again to Madame Perry Salon. I am your host and your cruise director and your groove director tonight, Madame Perry. I'm thrilled to have you here, and I am thrilled about tonight's show. And first of all, let me say, too, if you're listening live for the first time and you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you haven't followed yet, please click that pink rectangle that says follow and or subscribe over on iTunes or Stitcher, because that way you'll have all the shows to listen to anytime you want. And it doesn't cost you anything, but by following and subscribing, you help me get good sponsors so I can keep bringing you great shows. And this year has been fantastic. It gets better and better. In fact, if you know recently, and I know I've been pushing a CD bootleg, Chasm Sultan was on back in January, and right now he's on tour with Todd Rundgren's show. So I went to the show last Tuesday in Atlanta and saw them, and then at the after, you know, hanging with the band after the show, Chasm went around the room booking people for Madame Perry Salon. Now, how lucky can you get to have, you know, the musician you like going ahead and book your show? So he went around saying, you need to be on her show. You need to be on her show. You need to get on this podcast. And so that means we're going to have Prairie Prince, whom you may know from a drummer for Todd Rundgren, drummer for the Tubes. He's also designs sets for performers like Shania Twain and Bette Midler. A lot of people, I mean, he's an artist. He designs murals in large buildings in Tokyo and lots of cities in Europe. So Prairie Prince, also he invited Greg Hawkes to be on the show. I couldn't have been happier. Greg Hawkes, you may know, keyboardist with the Cars, a lot of other things. Plus Jesse Gress, who plays guitar with Todd. And Jesse Gress has also written several books on guitar technique. So that's going to be fun, too. So we have a lot of things coming up. Plus, we've also got Tommy Tedesco, was a member of a group called The Wrecking Crew. If you know anything about music, especially in the 60s and 70s, Wrecking Crew was a group of musicians that pretty – Duffy. They played a lot of stuff that that you might have thought it was some other band, but it wasn't. It was a Wrecking Crew bassist, Carol Kaye, and a lot of other people. Glenn Campbell started there. I think even Leon Russell have a start there?
Hal Blaine.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, right here in the studio with me, riding shotgun, is Duffy Odom. And Duffy, you know, so anyway, his son, Denny, did a documentary on them called The Wrecking Crew documentary, and he's going to be here later on in the month. Also, Joe Vitale, drummer, songwriter, well, actually, he's a multi-instrumentalist. Joe Vitale is going to be on. And Cindy De Silva, she's a friend of mine. She also is, well, she's a talent manager, but she's also spent most of the last year just working pretty much exclusively with one of her company's clients, the Zombies. And she's co-written a book about them. It's mostly a large picture book about the history of the Zombies, you know, Rod Argent, Colin Blundstone, and the whole gang. And so I saw their show. It's the 50th anniversary. Duffy, did you know of their album Odyssey and Oracle for the Zombies? So it's their 50th anniversary. So for that concert, which I saw last month, they even had some of the original band members on for the second half. So that was pretty cool, too. So Cindy De Silva is going to be here, and Denny Tedesco, The Wrecking Crew, Joe Vitale, and, of course, all the members of Todd Rundgren's band. And Chasm will also be back on probably in the middle of the summer, too, because he's got a pretty busy schedule playing with lots of other people. But tonight, you guys know we pretty much have if I may be so bold, Duffy, I don't know. Let me know if I'm speaking, you know, or I should ask our guest if I'm speaking out of turn. But I think we have a resident holistic health alchemist from Madame Perry Salon, which has done me a lot of good. You've heard me brag about it on Facebook and other social media, and I'm thrilled to have him here tonight. So I'm just going to go ahead, bring him on into Madame Perry Salon. And tonight's topic is going to be because he's leading us through this. Change your energy and energize your life. And I want to welcome back to Madame Perry Salon. We love him. Reno Soriano. Reno, come on in. Get comfortable.
Good evening. I'm pretty comfortable.
Good evening. Good, good. Well, I'm excited about tonight's topic, about changing your energy, energizing like this. You know, you may have seen me. I've mentioned this some on Facebook, and I know, Duffy, you've seen me write about this. A lot of people, you know, talk about things. A lot of people go to Facebook or social media to share their problems and their grievances and what's going on in their lives with what they consider, you know, whether it's friends they know in real life or just their cyber world friends, but they want to share things. And one thing people complain about, this may not be on your topic, but I got to get this out, Reno. And when people talk about they can't sleep, they have insomnia, and I've been a lifelong insomniac. And I think after reading your book, The Illumination Codes, and I keep saying I took three things to start with from that book to use, just starting up with I'll do these three things and add three more. And you got me over insomnia. And I never tell people what they are because, first of all, I want them to read the book and find out what will help them with their major issues, but also because the answer, the techniques I got from your book, from the Illumination Codes, that got me past insomnia for the first time in decades. I know that if I told people this is what I do, they would go, it can't be that easy. You must not have really had insomnia. You couldn't have really been an insomniac if that's all you had to do to get over it. You must have just been, you know, up late or whatever, you know, or had too much coffee near bed. No, it's not. It's my husband can tell you, he goes, you never sleep. But I got that, so that's why, I hope you don't mind, that's why I'm not telling them. They need to get in there and read it for themselves and find the answers to their own issues in the Illumination Codes. But let's get into, you want to change our energy. Energize our lives. You're talking about changing patterns of our what are you talking about? Energy, our mind, neurolinguistics. Tell us. Explain.
Yeah. So basically, change your energy, you change your life. Let's say everything's energetic. Everything's energy. Everything's information. So let's just say you know you wake up in the morning, and you follow a certain pattern of doing activity. So let's take somebody for example. They wake up, they go to the bathroom, and they brush their teeth. After they brush their teeth, they take a shower. After they take a shower, they go and make coffee and breakfast, and then they leave. So after so many times of doing that, that creates an energetic pattern, okay, which also then creates a neural pathway pattern in your brain. Everything gets stored then as a set way of doing things. So for most people, what they're doing is they're following their patterns. They're just doing the same thing over and over and over again. And so what I see in life is they're living unconsciously. And so, you know, and some people say, oh, no, I'm conscious. Well, no, because your patterns are actually running you. And again, it's an energetic imprint. It's just like you're getting in your car and driving to work, and you take the same road every day, every day, every day. And after a while, you don't even remember the drive that you took from going from your home to work because it's automatic. It becomes a mental pattern in brain chemistry. There's a neural pathway formed where you don't even have to think anymore about driving from home to work because it's already ingrained. It's like and it becomes a pattern, and you know it's just almost. And you may have had the experience, but a lot of people have the experience. They go, "Oh my God, I don't remember even driving the 10 minutes going from home to, you know, to work, because it's so, it's so set as a pattern that you're not even thinking about it, and so it becomes like a subconscious
thing.
So for me, right. So what I see in life is people are running on patterns. And they don't know they are. And, you know, people want their lives to change, but they're not changing the energetic pattern. So you can do meditation, you can do affirmations, you can do all these things that are being taught out there, but it's not going to shift the energy pattern because the energy pattern is ingrained. It's very rugged. It's like somebody walking on the same path in the dirt over and over and over again to create the path. You're not going to change that very easily with meditation alone. You're not going to change that with affirming and writing, having a vision board. These things are very very ineffective to change ingrained patterns. And some of these patterns were imprinted upon you by mom and dad and your home environment. And in fact, you get most of your imprints when you're a little kid, between, you know, when you're born and sometimes even in the womb. So a lot of these energetic imprints can be in your field. You know, we all have a biofield that's been proven. You can research it on your time, you know, in your own time, but some people call it an aura. You can call it an auric field. I call it a biofield. And in this biofield, it's like this luminous field that surrounds you, and it has all the information of all the imprints of everything that you've ever experienced in your life. So all traumas, all imprints, all things that were said, all things that you saw is in this field. There is no memory stored in your brain. Science has no clue what they're talking about. There is no physical imprint in your brain. What it is, there's an imprint on an energy level in your field. So if you, if your life sucks, if your life doesn't flow, if you are having a miserable time in life, you have stuff in your field, plain and simple. So I always like to break down things to the simplistic of forms, because this world is on information overload. It's giving you complex philosophies that are going to pull you away from the truth. So for me, if your life doesn't feel good, doesn't flow, you got imprints in your field that are not allowing you to be yourself. You have imprints of trauma. You have other people's belief systems and thought forms in your field that are running the show, that are blipping out to the universe, and then you get your butt whooped as a feedback loop. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. How about you, Duffy? Duffy, is this ringing true with you, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Imprinting. I understand about imprinting and the way, you know, the way we have to change our, you know, your habit lines are changeable. People just don't basically believe that these things in our brain are pretty much stuck where they are, and there's no getting out of our situations because people actually believe in the way that they live, and they don't know it. They've got to change the patterns in their brain.
Right, and when Reno talks about,
I've believed that for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, when he talks about when you mention Reno about, you know, the things could be patterning, and you drive that same thing, and you get it home, and you don't remember driving home. You know, I used to wonder, oh my gosh, how did I do that? How did I not have a wreck? Do I have multiple personalities, and one of them drove while the other one just thought about something else? It's a scary thought. So where do we go from here, Reno?
Well, the deal is, for someone to change their life, they have to realize that they're running on patterns. And so what you do is, one of the simplest forms that you begin changing your life, again, everything's a frequency, everything's an energy. So you need to change the order of things. So in the morning, that person who wakes up and brushes their teeth, takes a shower, makes coffee, and drives to work, instead of doing that, you wake up and you do something new. You maybe open up your blinds and you go outside and you take some deep breaths and you connect with Mother Earth and you kind of pause instead of going and doing what you were normally doing. Then you might go inside and instead of going to brush your teeth and taking a shower, maybe you prepare your breakfast first. Then after that, you go take a shower and then you. But if you change the order of things, so you physically start changing things one day at a time, and this also happens with friends. You have to be careful who you hang out with. Their energetic field is imprinting you. We're all imprinting each other. So you need to be careful. Who are you hanging out with? What are you choosing to believe? Because everything out there that is being thrown at you online is the attempt to program you. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. That is a fact. And so most companies know this, and so that's why they throw all these lights and trinkets and all these, you know, these exotic blurbs at you to try to swerve you to believe what they're telling you. It's not necessarily true or not necessarily healthy for you, but a lot of people, they've been taught to be programmed to follow someone or something else instead of their own truth. So if you want to change your life, you need to change the energy patterns. You start changing the order you do things. You stop believing what anybody says, and you start listening to your true self. The problem is most people can't hear that inner voice because they're imprinted. They're running on mom and dad's belief systems. They're running on their partner's energetic field, and this is what happens. And you know, what you experience is when you did those three practices of seven in my book, you've started clearing because you're saying your husband doesn't sleep. Well, that impacts your life on a big way because you're with him and you have a deep connection with him, and that can impact you. And if you're not aware of that, you know, here you're going through life and not being able to sleep, not being able to, well, it could possibly partly be due to your husband having an off energetic pattern in his field, and he's imprinting you. So this is where we have to be very careful how we live our lives. This is why I teach a holistic foundation, because it's almost like we're all in a pond, and every time you step or you drop something in the water, you ripple out a field that impacts everyone in your vicinity. And we need to be more conscious, and I call it luminous consciousness. We need to illuminate our lives and watch every choice we make, everywhere we step. We got to be conscious of who's this going to impact. If you're with a partner, you're directly impacting them immediately, quickly, because you're connected. And so you need to take into account that your decisions, your actions impact more than just you. And we live in a society mm-hmm. that just wants instant gratification. They want the push-button happiness, push-button finances, push-button health. And I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. What does work is creating a holistic foundation and being conscious of, hey, you know, I'm going to make this decision. Hey, is this going to serve me and my partner and everyone else? Or am I just being selfish here? And so I just see way too many people in our society, anyway, in the West, they're living very selfishly, and they're living very unconsciously, running on patterns and just wanting to satisfy their gratification and not taking into account, you know, that might not be healthy for the people surrounding me, or it might not be healthy for me in the long run. So it all goes back to energetic patterns, and we need to stop living on energetic patterns and programs, because that, in essence, you're a robot. And I'm sorry to have to say it that way, but you in essence become a zombie, and you're just following what you've done a million times before. You got to stop that, and you first stop that by becoming conscious of it, and you start changing the way you do things. You start cleaning out your house of stagnant stuff. You start cleaning out your wardrobe. Start clearing out your friends. So sometimes friends can be draining. And I know for some people, it's like, what do you mean? You want me to get rid of my friends? Well, how does it feel when you hang out with them? Does it feel uplifting? Do you get energized mm-hmm. when you're with them? Or does it feel draining? If you feel drained, that's your clue to maybe do a friend detox. Okay, where do you live? How does it feel when you walk in the house? How does it smell? How does it feel? Does it feel like a sanctuary? Does it feel calming? Or is it like constricting? Because that's also contributing to your health and how you live life. So everything is giving you an energy feel. Every person, everywhere you live, everywhere you step. And so this mm-hmm. is what I talk about, luminous consciousness. I know for some people it's like, oh my God, that's too much. Well, really? Well, what are the alternatives? The current life you have that doesn't flow and you keep getting your butt whooped? So for me, it's not that tedious. I think what people are doing out there is way more laborious, like, you know, the laws of attraction, like writing down goals and vision boards and trying to visualize. Oh my God, that takes a lot more energy than just being conscious of yourself and start cleaning out your life. It's just like going into your garage or attic and you start cleaning out all the dusty, dirty, grungy things. You get rid of them and you clear the space so it feels better. And so, you know, I could go on and on to this topic, and I know some people might not want to hear this because it's like, oh my God, that sounds like it's, oh God, it's actually not that hard at all. I mean, you did three practices, very simple practices, and you transformed your life, correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh gosh, yeah. And actually, I think, and if I have to go back, I think in my excitement over telling this, I think I just, I might not have been very clear, but what I meant was, no, my husband sleeps. I'm the one that doesn't sleep. And he would always say to me, don't you ever sleep, honey? Don't you ever sleep? Because he knows I'm an insomniac. You know, he can clear stuff out. He can clear his field. But I never understood that was what he was doing. So, but he would say, honey, you gotta find a way. You gotta sleep, you know. But yeah, it was a matter of you know, me learning how to do it. So,
Now,
what do you recommend for us though when we're trying to make a change? And funny when you talk about changing. Yeah, you're right. You do have to change. I knew a girl years ago. She had been in a bad relationship for a long time, and when she finally broke with this guy, she changed everything. She changed her apartment, her furniture, she got rid of everything, every single thing. She said, I'm starting fresh all the way around. So, and I've never heard anyone doing that before.
And that's how simple it can be sometimes. Sometimes people are unaware by literally getting rid of all your wardrobe and buying a new wardrobe changes the energy pattern of your life. Sometimes changing the location of where you're living. Sometimes you're living in a dense city, and that might not be healthy for you, and you move out to the suburbs, and you can have a monumental shift. So it's all energetic, and so that's how simple it can be. It's actually more simple than most people would realize.
You know,
well,
I've noticed sometimes on Facebook, even with my friends, it seems to be a phase that everybody goes through around the same time. They talk about, somebody put a dart in my eye. Here's a picture of me in the hospital. My husband and I are going through this thing, and we can't get out. Even though they're friends, it builds up and builds up and builds up, and it starts to affect the way that I feel, and zaps my energy, and I have to just turn it off and get away from all social media, and not be caught up into the problems of other people's lives,
uh-huh.
and getting involved and struggling to figure out what to text back to them to make them feel better, but I have to realize that's not my job. I've got to think about myself, and it's dragging me down, and I have to get away from it.
Uh-huh.
You're right.
There you go. You have made a great observation. See, that is what I'm talking about. It's so subtle that you can't realize that somebody's impacting you through an email, a text, or being on Facebook. Facebook, I actually had to deactivate my account because all the grunge. There is so much negativity, grunge, and some people love putting it out there. They love putting their heart, you know, their story. It's like, don't do that, because you're putting your stuff out for other people now to feel. That's the worst thing you can do. The greatest gift you can give humanity is to show up in your full glory, to be fit, healthy, and radiant, to be positive oriented. Otherwise, shut your mouth, because you're contributing to the grunge that already exists on this planet. It's like a cesspool. We need to clean this up, and yet most people would rather dump their stuff in the cesspool to add to the pile. And it's like, we're not going to go anywhere like that. So stop it. That's what I see in the social media. It can be a good tool, but most people are not using them as that way. They're using them in a way that they're just perpetuating their own demise and their own limitation, but then they're giving other people permission to do the same. And then we have a big sludge pile of crap. I'm sorry to have to say, but that's what it is. It's like, we got to stop. We got to stop and pause. We got to stop being victims. We got to stop looking at the negative and change the energy. It's that simple. But some people don't want to do that. They'd rather complain about their predicament instead of turning the light bulb on and going, you know what? I'm changing my life. I'm cleaning out my wardrobe. These guys I keep attracting, if you're a woman, I'm pushing them out. No more. I'm not going for these type of guys anymore. You know, I'm changing where I live. It's that simple. You change the energetic patterns, you change your life. You know, again, a good portion of people, they kind of like Duffy, like you were saying, some people just believe, oh, this is just the card I've been dealt, and this is the way it is. Well, good luck, because it's not going to change the way you're currently going. So for me, my message sometimes is a bit strong for people, but my question to you is, where are you going if you don't do these, what I call, you know, these luminous consciousness shifts? The current modalities, I'm sorry to have to tell you, have not universally worked. The laws of attraction and doing these meditations and doing all this stuff. I see people doing all these things, and I'm going, you haven't really changed. You're still doing the same energetic pattern, and until you change that, nothing's going to change. So you can do all these things. So I'm not telling people don't meditate and don't do these things, but at the core, issues are not going to change by simply doing meditations. So you got to change the energetic patterns. That's the core of it. It gets to the energetic patterns, not, you know, let's do these practices and hopefully it changes. Because those practices are more mental anyway. And the level that we need to go to is actually energetic, which is brain chemistry, which if you want to help yourself on that level, then you've got to start changing how you do things in life. Stop, you know, hang out with new people, bring in new friends, bring in new flowers into your house. Change your wardrobe. Get rid of all your clothes and buy it, you know, or at least a quarter of your wardrobe and start buying new clothes. it's that simple, but humanity, I think, has become addicted to buying the complex solutions that cost a lot of money, which drain your bank account, and now you're in a worse situation financially than you were before, which brings more stress, and now you're in a bigger hole than you were before. So for me, it's the simple free thing that works long term that give you the results. And you know, Jennifer, you're one example. I mean, every time I counsel, and there's miracles. I can tell you miracle after miracle of just simple things that people change. Simple things that people change in their lives change dramatically, and I didn't have them do much. I'm not having them, rechange their whole entire life where they have to uproot everything and to completely convert it. That's not. It's minor changes lead to long-term huge resolutions in the long run. So. Is anybody there?
Jennifer, where did she go?
She might have popped off. She was having technical issues. So.
Yeah, she was.
Oh, no, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to mute for a moment to give someone a message, and I forgot I hadn't unmuted yet. Thanks. Let me know. No, actually, Reno, the thing is, I try to, most people I give an open mind to or whatever, unless they just seem outright negative from the get-go. But when I first met you, I first started learning your about your philosophies, your reading your books and so forth, and so much what you said, some of it I think I had an idea of. Some of it was going against things that I had been seeing, but that everybody else in the world seemed to believe except me. I kept thinking, okay, that's just not working for me. Why is everybody so crazy about this? Talk show hosts, famous people, and it's not getting it. And then you hit it right on. You hit it right on the buzzer when you said, because I said, I don't – vision board, how much money can you spend on crafts, okay, for this stuff? Or the law of attraction, listen to those things and go, it's just not, I'm just not getting this, it's not working. And then you said, well, for one thing, it's repeat business. People are getting like diet plans and so forth or whatever. They're just getting repeat business because you always need this, you always got to buy whatever. But when I really started paying more attention and reading your books, like I said, it was simple. And if I told people what I did without them having to read your book, then they would really think, well, you really must not have had a problem if that's all you had to do. But it's simple. It didn't cost me any money. Wouldn't cost anything but to buy Reno's books, which are not expensive. But you'll certainly get your weight in gold or whatever you value in out of them. You just break it down very simply. Simple things. It didn't take any money. It didn't take any extra time out of my day. It simplified it. I know I'm going on, but I feel like I'm just evangelizing or something. But yeah, that's why I love having you on here is because you break it down to the simplest form and. I love it. But don't let these talk. What I want to know, though, is now people talk about other things. You had mentioned neural pathways and what about people talking about, law of attraction, meditation, different things? What do you recommend?
I recommend
for people to just
nature.
Start to change.
Yeah, nature. Nature is the greatest healer. It's the greatest life resolver. If we even have any chance of surviving in the next 100 years, which right now we're on the verge of extinction, and some people will argue that. They think we're going to have this fluffy shift and we're going to all, there's so much crap out there that we are on the verge of extinction. And if we have any shot at saving ourselves, we need to go back to nature and we need to do it fast because nature has all the solutions to all life problems. Most of the problems are a result of humanity has gotten off path. Humanity is using technology very ignorantly, not in a way to catapult our consciousness. It's using it to pull it down, and most people will disagree. And technology will not save our butts. In fact, it will be one of the reasons why humanity becomes extinct. So we need to go back to nature. Nature has all the solutions. I can guarantee anybody who has any health conditions or any life issues, if you go back to nature and if I showed you what to take and how to take it and do some simple practices, your health would rebound within less than a week, and most of your conditions would go away, if you stick with nature. If you stick with push-button solutions and the magic supplement over there that's processed through chemical machines and all this stuff, you're not going anywhere. I'm sorry to have to tell you. I'm very real. And the problem is humanity has been programmed to be programmed. Humanity is addicted to complex solutions and expensive solutions. They think that the expensive that expensive online thing is the solution, and it's not. It's actually a program, and you're being fed a program. The solution is you. You being in nature and honoring nature's laws. That's the solution to everything, but it's just too simple for most people. That's the problem. Humanity has been programmed to think it's all complex, and you got to do 12-hour meditations here, and you got to go to that seminar and spend $3,000. It's not the solution. I'm sorry. The solution is sitting with yourself, grounding in the Mother Earth, and using nature to heal you. If you want to experience a shift in the next 3 days, go lay on grass for an hour or half an hour at a time and just be. Unplug from all your technique, you know, your gadgets and your gadgets. Just be with Mother Earth and watch what happens. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to do anything. Just sit and lay. Read a book. Bring some goodies and snacks with you and sit at the park, you know, at the park in the grass, or go to the beach and lay on the beach and watch what happens. But see, that's too simple for people. People would rather have, well, you know, and I'm saying it's time for a change, my friend, or we're not going to have another opportunity to do it. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. And I know I don't want to say this, but we are at a funny point on this planet, and we need to choose what we're going to do with our collective energies. And I'm saying it's very simple to change your life. It's very simple to create radiant health. It's very simple to have a harmonic relationship. It's very simple, but you're being programmed otherwise. You're being programmed when you go buy somebody else's program that's programming you for complex issues, you know, how to do these things in a complex way where it takes many hours or a lot of money to try to do this thing that they're promoting. It's simple. You have the solutions. It's inside you right now. And you're giving your power over when you think that person's got the magic answer. Or that seminar, yeah, I go to that seminar, my life's going to change. That's not going to change you. What changes you is you. Changing the energy patterns, clearing up your life, and doing things in a new order, and bringing in new people, and bringing in new energies. That's how you change your life permanently, long term. It's that simple. So,
you know, by the way, if you're listening live and want to call in and talk to Reno, have a question for him, have a comment, you wonder about something he's telling you now, the number is 646-716-9922, and that's toll-free in the U.S., 646-716-9922. Let's talk to Reno Soriano. Yeah, you know, I do believe we're on the verge of becoming extinct. I think that should be pretty apparent to most people. And I think, yeah, technology is a lot of our downfall. But, yeah, I do believe that we got to figure out if we're going to shape up and heal the world and make things better or not very soon. Now, and funny, too, I was talking to my husband and even telling Duffy about this. I'm not going to name names, but a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago, I worked at the Georgia World Congress Center for a while, and I remember we had this one big convention come through. I'm not going to say, but you'll know who it is, but this big group of people came through to hear a motivational speaker, and people came from other cities, other states, to Atlanta for this. And then I remember one day I was coming back because I would go to the park, Centennial Park, across the street from the building, you know, and have my lunch and in the park. So I was coming back one day, and I noticed outside one of the buildings. Have you ever been to Atlanta, the World Congress Center, Reno?
I've been to the airport. I actually lived in Alpharetta for a while, but I'm not too sure that building you're talking about.
Okay, well, it's large. It's three buildings. It's next to the Georgia Dome and next to CNN Center and Phillips Arena. So it's a pretty large complex. They can handle several large conventions and conferences and so forth, trade shows at a time. So I remember coming in toward the first building, the A building, and some people were building this thing out there. They said, oh, well, you know, on Friday afternoon after such a session, a lot of the people who attended this are going to come out, and we're just building these long pits to see if people are going to walk across fire.
Huh?
And you know what I'm talking about? Who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So they were building these things for the people. They said, okay, well, this evening, in the afternoon, they're all going to come out, line up, and walk across fire, you know, to show their belief in what they're doing, uh-huh, or faith or whatever. I thought, oh, mm-hmm, okay, well, All right, I'll hear about it tomorrow, I'm sure, from the guests, because they'll all, I was working with the concierge. They'll come and ask me to help them find, you know, places for lunch and so forth or things. So I go on home. The next day I come back. I'm in my little concierge desk, and all of a sudden, coming through the Congress Center in both directions, I see all these people, and this is not funny, but I see all these people coming in wheelchairs with their feet bandaged up or on crutches or something. And I thought, I mean, it's pitiful. You know, it's like we were kind of like, oh, yeah, so there went that. But it's like, you know, come on, people. I felt sorry for them.
What you're seeing there, see, this is what I see, and people that's the gullibility of most people. That's, and I know people mean well, so I'm not here to dump on people. I'm here to wake people up, because you're giving your power, energy, and money over to things that are pulling you down instead of uplifting you, even though in the moment, because everything's high vibe and energy and they're motivating you, you think you're going somewhere. All it's doing is pushing energy around you. Your life patterns aren't going to change walking on fire. I'm sorry. Your life patterns aren't going to change by singing a couple mantras. Your life patterns aren't going to change by writing a vision board. They might help to keep you focused. They might help to motivate you. But the things that are going to change are when you change the energy patterns. And that takes a little bit of time, and you need to learn how to do that for yourself. You yourself, not someone else coming in and trying to clear you, because there's a lot of energy healers now, and there's a lot right now. And a lot of energy healers, what they're doing is they'll push energy around. You feel good for a day or two, but guess what happens? The energy pattern's still there. It's going to come back. You're going to still attract that funny guy. You're going to still attract, you know, limited finances. You're still going to attract limitation because you haven't changed the energy pattern permanently at the level. So I'm here to be a catalyst, but you need to realize the predicament that humanity's in. It's all for sale. Everything and anything is for sale. It's all about money. I'm sorry. And now we have an industry of personal development. It's one of the most profitable. Oh, my God, when is it going to stop? And people keep giving their power over. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. It's all about you figuring and rediscovering who you truly are. Because I'm going to tell you, you could move a mountain if you know who you truly are. And if you can remove all your energetic imprints and you start being your own guru, you start being your own mentor and your own motivator. And that's when you're going to go somewhere. Other than that, you're giving your power, energy, and money over to this person who's going to make you think you feel good and you think you're expanding. And then you look at your life and it really hasn't changed. I've met so many people that have spent thousands going to these seminars that you're talking about. And I look at them and finally they go, I didn't, there's not much that I got from that. Of course not, because it's not going to the level that it is required to change your life. And you're the only one that can do that. And I know some people will argue, and some people, you see these testimonials. Well, that's great for you, but for a majority of people, they don't experience that. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. So, and again, I'm here to be real, and I didn't come to make you feel good on this planet. I came to slap you awake, because we are in a funny situation on this planet. I came to slap you. I came to ruffle your feathers, because if you don't do it soon, we're all out. I'm sorry. I mean, if I see a raft and it's going to go over the cliff or drop off into the water, I think I'm going to like scream and I'm going to do a lot of screaming. Go, hey, get off the raft! You're going to go plunging. I'm here to do that. I'm here to, you know, knock you silly, because this is what has happened. Humanity has become inebriated with being bought and sold and pitched and programmed. And I'm saying we got to stop it. And I don't know if we're going to do it, because honestly, that's the problem I see is most people, they're gullible, and they do it, and they go to, you know, like you said, you saw with your own eyes, you saw people that were supposedly there to expand and do something good, and what happened? They actually got hurt, and they actually, now they had, you know, the experience wasn't what was promoted. So that's what I'm here to say. It's a lot of flash and flows and gimmicks. It's a hyped up, energetic punch, so you fall for it, you get scammed, and you pay for it. And not only in monetary, but you're paying for it energetically, because you're just giving your energy over to some other person who really has no idea what they're doing other than selling you. And I'm sorry to have to put it that way. I know some people are going to be like, no. Well, good luck, I guess. Good luck in believing what you want to believe. I'm not here to change your belief system. I'm here to help you remember who you truly are so you can go live a victorious life with your own power, with your own life force energy. That's all I'm here to do. So.
And thank you for being here to smack us away, because I know it's not the smacking that you're into, I don't think, Reno. It's the fact that like every time I communicate with you, like if it's by email or something, you'll say, you know, and live victoriously, and I'm here to help you live victoriously and have a blinging bod and just feel so good. You know, I was also going to ask you, too, some other things people can start with besides just their morning habits. You know, that's one thing. My husband and I, sometimes we'll look around, and you know, I'm a Southern woman. You can tell that, so I don't give my age. But it's so sad. We look around and see people our exact age that just seem like they're so much older than us, you know, and it's just so sad. And then they you know, you don't have to be that way. I couldn't live like I was already about to just, you know, go ahead and pull the plug. You know, it's like I could just barely hanging on. But where would else would you? I mean, you're talking about changing patterns. You start with like changing little patterns or the way you do things in the morning, your habits. Where else can people start? Do we look for our greatest area of discomfort or unhappiness or where do we start? How do we know where to start? And then what?
Well, that's exactly the predicament. That's why I created my Body Brilliance 30-Day Challenge. I have already demoed it out to people, and people have had monumental shifts just embodying simple principles that I teach in the 30. So basically, that's why I created it, because I can't be present with people to coach them every day or hours a day. That would cost way too much. So I created my Body Brilliance 30-Day Holistic Health Challenge. It's 30 days. And every day you get a new video along with supplemental PDF downloads, and it walks you across a holistic bridge. See, this is the problem I see, because if I coach with someone, I can only give you so much in a certain amount of time. It's an information dump, and guess what is going to happen with most people? Nothing, because people are busy. People have lives. They have to go to work. They have kids. So for me to coach someone, I don't see it as very efficient. However, if they have access to me every day, in little snippets, 3 to 5 minute videos every day, and they embody what I teach, over the month, you now develop new energy patterns. You now do different order of things. You now are inputting new nutrition. You are now going outside and grounding. You're doing all these things. And over 30 days, your life actually shifts, because now you're doing many different things on an energetic pattern. So that's where I have some things on my website that I've created specifically for this reason, because I see a lot of people, they just don't know how to embody. What do I do exactly? How do you do it? Well, I don't have enough time to reveal exactly all the processes, but the simple one is start going in nature and start cleaning up your life one day at a time, one area of your life at a time. And again, the simple stuff is usually has the greatest impact.
Yes, I was looking at one of your... I got one of your books on Kindle, The Fun Food Fantastic. Looked really good. Especially the picture on the front looked really delicious. And I was, I know it's a simple question, but what's your idea of how should the foods we eat affect us?
Well, nutrition is everything. It's your foundation to actually expansion. I mean, your body is your sacred vehicle to experience this life. It needs certain base elements to produce its own, you know, to string together molecules, to produce hormones, to produce neurotransmitters. The problem is the food supply is not only deficient, it's hybridized and altered. It's GMO. Your body cannot recognize that as nutrition. So we need to wake up and start demanding that our food supply be restored, which I don't see happening anytime soon. So if you don't know how to nourish your body, you're going to be hurting, because at some point it's like a seesaw. There's going to be a point where the weight is too heavy and it comes crashing down. So for me, I don't rely on the food supply anymore to nourish my body. There's other secrets that I've learned how to nourish my body, give it the base elements, and the rest my body does. The problem is the food supply doesn't contain those base elements, and what most people think is healthy is not. And if I sat here and told you that most of what's being taught out there is healthy nutrition is way off. Even the stuff that seems like, well, what about eating vegetables and what about doing all these things? What about green smoothies? I'm going to say good luck, because most people have done that and they're still not healthy. And if anything, we have epidemics at hand that keep growing. And yet we have more health information available than ever before. And yet we have the most amount of unhealthy, overweight, and very toxic people than ever before. So my main message is you better learn how to figure out how to get healthy, because you're depleting yourself every day. You're on a catabolic path, and this is what this planet is. Toxic. The food supply cannot be cannot nourish your body. The water supply cannot hydrate your brain for optimum functioning. So my question to everyone is, where's the proof? We have all these supplements and all these companies throwing out all this stuff. Where are all the fit, healthy, radiant people? And so we have dilemmas, and I know how to correct it very easily. And that's why when I coach with someone, within 2 days, bang, they're like, holy crap, I didn't think I could feel this way. I'm like, yeah, because you weren't giving your body the right constituents. But I thought the green smoothies were healthy. Well, not, and obviously it didn't help you. And I thought, you know, salads and vegetables were healthy. So all these things, I start knocking people's paradigms out, and they go, oh, my God. And then I say, well, just experience it. And then they experience it, and they go, okay, I'm ready to hear what you have to say. That's when people are really going, oh, boy. When I can deliver the goodies within 2 days, and they go, oh, my God, this is totally against what everyone else said. I'm like, yeah, because you're being programmed, and you need to be careful, you need to listen. So my deal is, you want the goodies? You know, you might want to hear what I have to say. I'm not saying believe me. I'm saying try it and see what happens. Just like you did, Jennifer, you tried something, you know, you read some things, you tried it, you cleared your field or whatever, and bam. That's how simple it can be when you have information that actually validates itself, not hype and gimmick and scams that is a majority of what's out there. I'm sorry to have to tell you, but the results don't speak for themselves out there. And it's your choice who you choose to believe, and I'm not going to tell you follow me. I'm going to tell you, you might want to be a little more conscious of who you do follow, and you might want to follow people who can validate what they're saying. Most people don't. I'm sorry. It's a lot of hype and light shows. And when it comes down to the nitty gritty, where is the proof? Where are all the fit, healthy, radiant people? Where are all the happy couples? We have more relationship experts out there. Where are all the happy, harmonic couples? Where are all the abundantly financial people? Because the laws of attraction are promising you endless, infinite amounts of money coming to you if you just do these practices. Where is the proof? And I'm sorry to have to say, you know, I know some people might think, why are you such a stifler? Why are you here being mega? I'm not. I'm here to say, you're spending money, energy. How about trying something new? Come on this side, and I'll show you something that will bling you out, that will change your finances, that will help you to feel better, look better, and attract better, because I'm teaching you principles that are a foundation honoring nature and your true self instead of pitching you. Pitching you, programming, doing all these other things these other people are doing. I know people mean well. I'm not going to say they don't mean well, but all I say is look at the results. Look at the results. And there's the proof. We have
they
the
look
most
at the
amount
results.
Of unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And by the way, Jennifer, I do have a new guy.
No, I'm all ears.
Oh, yeah, I just want to redirect people. I have a new website, and this website is called lifebrilliance.com, and people can go there and download my free Life Detox report, and that's a good start for a lot of people because it will help you to take simple measures and start cleaning out all areas of your life, and I teach you how to do that, and it's free and it's simple, and then I'm going to start having immersion retreats in 2018, which you come to my retreat. Guaranteed you're shifting, you're going home a new person. If you're looking for that kind of expansion, you might be interested in coming. You can get on the waiting list and just go to my website, Life Brilliance. There's information there. You can contact me through there. And I have my Body Brilliance 30-day on there and my Illumination codes. But these are things that I've created to assist people to make it easy because I can't just dump information on you. You're not going to do anything with it. So that's why I'm creating these little simple little tools and resources so you serve yourself and it doesn't become about me. I can be there to inspire you. I can be there to entertain you and maybe even make you laugh because I can be pretty funny, I will admit. But, but you need to learn to take care of yourself. And most people don't know how to do that. And that's what I'm here to teach. I'm not here to teach you my Reno's way, because my way only works for me. What works for you is going to be a little different. And that's why I'm here, to point you back to yourself. You got it, you have it, you always had it, and you've been programmed to believe otherwise. You're this shining diamond that's been stuck in dirt, and you think because you got dirt on you that you're dirty. All you got to do is clean it off and remember how brilliant you are. That's how simple it is. You already got it. Stop seeking, stop searching, stop trying to go and climb up this ladder, and you think you're going to finally hit this point at the peak. Doesn't work that way. Sorry to have to tell you that. Does not. You can actually enjoy life. Your life can actually flow, can actually feel good, and you can clean out all your crap. But you have to do it. No one else can do it for you. So, any questions?
Looking on your website, Life Brilliance, lifebrilliance.com, your new website, it has what the Life Brilliance Decree, where you say, only when you are radiantly healthy, ecstatically happy, and living on purpose are you on path to creating a victorious life. And this is true. And folks, I'm telling you, and I'm not, Reno did not ask me. I am not, I don't make any money off of this. I don't get any kind of kickback, commission, whatever. This is not what you asked me to do. But on my own, I do want to say, go check out his books. The Illumination Code has been such a big help to me that I've read it twice. I'm on the third time reading it just to get see what I'm missing and get a little bit more. The Body Brilliance 30-Day Holistic Health Challenge. Oh, do it. He's at the five luminous pillars of a victorious life: healthy body, connection to self, relationship harmony, living in paradise, and financial flow. When you talk about nature, yeah, I believe that. You know, I have fortunately I have some area behind my house where the land can't be built on, or you know, these days people will build over everything with a strip mall or whatever, or a big box store.
Yeah.
And so we sit out back there. It makes my yard look even bigger. And my husband bought me this special little bench I like to sit on out there, or along like a chair, because he said, you know, this way we have our, sometimes we'll go and we'll have some tea or something and just watch the dogs play and just sit, talk, read. And that's just one of, it's just a simple thing. It seems simple, but it's very restorative to us. And, you know, I don't have any children to be a burden to, so if our health goes bad, we got nobody to take care of us. But that's fine, because I don't want anyone to have to take care of me. You know, I still want to keep going out and dancing and having fun.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. You should have an abundance of energy from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. You should be full of spirit until the last day you go, which, by the way, you can be around for hundreds of years. I would ask everyone to reconsider what you believe is true for humanity, because that has been a belief system that has been implanted in human consciousness for how long one should live. 70 is bull pucky. I'm sorry. If you study the cultures in the East and Asia, there have been people who have lived to 200 and 300. Now, how is that possible? Because the Asian cultures know it's all about qi and how much qi you can pack in your body, and that's why they do qigong and tai chi. Because it brings in life force energy from nature. That's the secret. If you want to stay young, fit, healthy, you need to connect to nature. It's your lifeline. If you stick with computers and technologies, you're depleting yourself every single day that you're on those. I'm not saying don't use them, but you better use them consciously, because they're taking your energy. Cell phones and computers are taking your energy. They're pulling your frequency down, because every time you're in that vicinity of a cell phone or computer, it's lowering your vibe. You need to learn how to clear that out of your field. You need to re-energize. How do you do it? Mother Earth. It's so simple, but where is anybody else teaching this? Something that's that simple that could change your life, because majority of human have been programmed to take in, you know, all these companies. No, be on your cell phone. That's what they're promoting now. Even kids now. I see kids that are 5 on their cell phone. I'm like, oh my God, this planet is in for a big ball whooping. When we have kids that are 4 and 5 and know how to use a cell phone, and they're just staring at it. And it's like, well, that's what it's designed to do. It's designed to take your energy and distract you from nature and keeping you healthy without having to buy things that are expensive and having to rely on other people to tell you how to take care of your own health. So we are in funny times. And if you think you've seen some weird stuff so far, you're in for quite a show, because in the next 10 to 15 years, you're going to see a freak show And I'm sorry, the Western culture is lost, and you can be a catalyst for people's awakening by showing up fit, healthy, and radiant and being victorious so you give other people permission. Instead of going to Facebook and putting all your sob stories on there and then getting caught in other people's stuff, how about we create a new platform where people are just high vibe? How about that's why I call my website Life Brilliant. Your life should flow. It should feel good. You should be brilliant. It should be blinging. And if you're not, you're missing out. And you're not going to ever really tap into your full potential because you're following philosophies that are actually pulling you down. I'm sorry to have to tell you that. Most of what's being taught out there is butt backwards. And if you don't believe me, fine. I don't care. I'm here to wake, like I said, I'm here to wake you up. And I'll tell you what, my results that I get with my clients are self-explanatory because I'm teaching principles that validate themselves. And I'm not here to promote myself. I'm here to say, you got it, but you've forgotten. You need to learn how to redo that for yourself because otherwise you're not going very far. And instead of giving your power over, you can empower yourself. You can be full of life force. And how would you like to walk into a room, not say a word, and you just show up in your full glory, you impact everybody in that room. The second you walk into that room, everybody's being uplifted with your vibration. How would you like to do that? I can teach you how to do that.
Well,
very simple.
I love it.
So, but it's but
I love it, Reno. I'm a late bloomer, so I'd love it. Yeah.
But that's how.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, no, I'm saying that's how we can change this planet very quickly. If everyone just drops their stories, embodies, starts, changing their life, starts being more positive, starts being healthier and having more energy. And when you show up in a room, you show up vibrant and happy. And then everyone else is looking at you at first going, well, what's going on with her? She's happy. Oh, my God. Something wrong with her? That's what will happen at first. But if you keep doing that, after a while, those people are going to come over and go, hey, I want some of that too. Can you tell me what you're doing? I want some of that. Right? And that's how we will change this planet. We're not going to change this planet by sitting on our butts meditating and being on our computers. We're not going to change this planet with technology. I don't care how great, what you've heard out there. It's actually the solution is already here. It's called nature, and it's called everyone embodying their true self and cleaning the crap. If everyone drops their stories and cleans the crap, we will have a utopia. But the question becomes, humanity, do you really want that, and are you ready to step into your higher potential? That is something that will be seen in the next 10 to 20 years.
Well, there's so much I've got to say, but, our time is about up. But here's what I do want to say when I got a couple of minutes. First of all, Reno, thank you for coming into my life and so many other people's lives and for the energy you've given, share with me and so many people. Duffy, thank you so much for riding with me on this tonight and just rolling the vibe. Coming up soon, if you're listening live, and if not, I'm still going to put this all over everything, or if you hear this after we've after the live show and you download it. Reno, I've asked Reno if he would come back for a special show, and it's going to be on June 28th. And there was a show recently we had where you gave several listeners a copy of the Illumination Codes. And so I asked Reno if he would kindly come back and do a show just about that. If you were listening then, if you have a copy and you've read it, or if you don't, if you read it, or if you want to get a copy and read it, we'd love for you to listen in, and we're going to ask some people to participate in this, and bring their questions if they've read it. But I'm thank you for saying yes, Reno, and that's going to be the 28th, June 28th. And also, folks, go to the website lifebrilliance.com. As he said, there's a calling in your heart and soul asking you to unearth its voice, and this time is now to express this voice. So come back, talk to Reno, go to his website before then. I'm looking forward to that. It says coming 2018, your Life Brilliance Immersion Adventure. Oh, oh yeah, that sounds like where it's at. That's where it's at. Reno Soriano. Thank you so much. Duffy, thank you for being with us. But thank you for everyone who's out there listening live. And
thank you.
Put this on your calendar. June 28th, we're going to have Reno back. And remember, too, if you subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or Stitcher to Madame Perry Salon, you can keep the podcast. You can subscribe or just download and listen to it as often as you want. Sometimes I listen and get different things each time. But the June the 28th is going to be fantastic. And Reno, all the best. Thank you, and we're going to be looking for you back here on June the 28th. And don't forget, folks, coming up in the next weeks, I've got Joe Vitale, and I've got Denny Tedesco about the Wrecking Crew, and, of course, my friend Cindy DeSilva with the band. She manages the Zombies, Colin Blundstone, Rod Argent. If you're 60s music fans or not, you don't have to be from back in that era to enjoy them. You're going to have a good time with that show. And talk about dog energy. I know y'all think I live on a farm. But anyway, and then of course on June 28th we'll have Reno Soriano back to talk about the Illumination Codes. And this is Madam Perry thanking you, Reno, thanking Duffy, thanking everyone listening.
Thank you. Good evening.
Keeping us on the air. Yeah, and
thank you, Reno.
You always talk about energy and a blingin' bod, and so I'm going to close out with a little bit of my song, Everybody's Got to Swing, and see you next time.